Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. Level 3 has begun. Rick Saratella is going to step up and in. We'll talk more Super Bowl. We'll get Rick's thoughts on the Super Bowl. He's also been in Alabama all week. The Senior Bowl. Tonight was the Shrine Bowl. Saturday is the Senior Bowl. So we got basketball. We got a fourth quarter coming up here. We've got a tied basketball game. Austin Reeves tonight hit 7 3-point shots and dropped 32 points. The Lakers somehow beat the Celtics tonight without AD and without LeBron James. 114-105 was the final score. The Knicks keep winning. 109-105 there in that game. And the New York Knicks and the Pacers, this is going to be a fun sort of like mini rivalry again, like the old days. The Pacers are starting to play themselves. You'll notice the Pacers, they're young, they're good. They bring in Pascal Siakam. They keep losing these games against these elite teams, right? Like, they played Boston really tough, but, you know, they fall short. They play the Knicks really tough. They fall short. But the thing is, they're just, like, they haven't had a chance. Like, Siakam's been there now for a couple of weeks, but Haliburton was out, right? So, like, they've never really had a chance to really start to get going and get a real chemistry going and start to figure it out. All right, this is the best play to run here. Like, this is what's working the best for us. They're going to be dangerous. They're going to be a fun team, the Pacers in the playoffs. They're not going to be an easy out. All right, well, welcome Sirius to the fold in a couple of seconds. We're on Sports Grid Radio and Television right now, and he's in between little two-minute segment here. But we got a clip from Warren Sharp today talking about the official. I've been talking about Bill Vinovich being the referee of this game for the Super Bowl. He called 9 penalties in the last Super Bowl that he did, incidentally, between these two teams. Shout out to everybody joining us on SiriusXM Channel 159. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. We've got our eye on the NBA tonight. Philadelphia, bad news for the Sixers. Joel Embiid's got a torn meniscus. He's going to be done. He's out. The Sixers are playing right now. They were 5.5-point underdogs against the Utah Jazz. The Sixers came out strong early. We're up 10 at the break. Utah came back and tied the game. It's now 96-93. We'll keep our eye on this. Countdown to kickoff is on. Super Bowl 58. This game is rapidly approaching now. The bye week is nearly done. Remember to keep it locked in right here on the grid all week, next week. Always just break your dial. Just keep it here all the time. But we're going to be in Vegas. Live programming from Las Vegas, Nevada all week long next week. Special program, though, times and stuff, because it's Super Bowl week, right? So special sports Sports Grid programming straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. And there's going to be different shows from different locations. So, like, some of the shows will be, you know, at the Media Row. Some of the shows will be in sports books. I am stationed at the MGM Grand Sportsbook, the same spot we did the shows for the NHL draft. It was a mass success. Great time. This is going to be off the hook. Super Bowl week there. MGM Grand is going to be awesome. We'll be breaking down the games. And we'll be betting on the games live from the sports book. Who's going to be the runner? We'll find out. We'll find out. So I brought this up. Bill Vinovich is going to be the referee. Vinovich is a polarizing figure. You know, a lot of, you know, nobody likes any NFL referees. And it's weird. Vinovich calls like 13 penalties a game in a regular season, but he backs off in the playoffs. He did one Super Bowl before as the head ref. And he called 9 penalties in a game. For the record, the prop is 10.5 penalties in this game for the Super Bowl 58. Accepted penalties over under 10.5. So there was 9 the last time these two teams played 4 years ago. For the record, in the last 5 years, since then, the Chiefs are 5-2. All right? The Chiefs are 5-2, including that game that they played when Vinovich is the referee. And the San Francisco 49ers are 2-4. They've gotten them 6 times over the years, and they're 2-4 when he's the referee. Yeah, whatever. Kansas City are 5-2 or 5-1 against everybody. Like, even so, 5-2 is like less than their winning, you know, than their winning percentage. I don't really think too much of it. I don't, like, the NFL got what they wanted. Taylor Swift's in the damn Super Bowl. They're going to get to milk this for a couple of weeks. I don't think they care who actually wins the game. We've got a clip from Warren Sharp. What's Warren saying?
Kansas City Chiefs, for I believe it was 6 straight weeks, faced a rest disadvantage from week 12 through week 17. No other team had done that before in history. We saw them be at a rest disadvantage in every single one of those games. In totality, from week 12 onward, they faced a total of negative 20 days net rest disadvantage over the back half of their schedule. They had their bye in week 10. That was after playing over in Germany. So it's not even like a normal bye, which is, you know, you get to be at home, or maybe you're on your road, you fly back home, a short flight, you get a week off, and then you're playing again. Here they're flying all the way back from Germany. That's part and eating into their bye week right there. And then they go on this run of consistent games that they have to play at a rest disadvantage. They go into it and they don't get a first round playoff bye, which is one of the first times that that's happened to them as well. So they have to play in the wild card round. Then they have to go on the road each of the last 2 weeks playing top 5 teams in terms of the Buffalo Bills and the Baltimore Ravens. I mean, the gauntlet that this Kansas City Chiefs team has gone up against has been ridiculous. The fact that they now get this break, I think, is going to be more impactful to them having the bye than it helps the San Francisco 49ers, just because of what the Kansas City Chiefs has had to go through.
Shout out to everybody joining us right now on the mightier 1090, the 50,000 watt juggernaut, SoCal in the house. You just heard the voice of Warren Sharp overlapping, talking about how he feels it's an advantage for Kansas City, the bye week leading into this football game. And listen, there's very few people sharper than Warren Sharp. But I will respectfully disagree. If you look at the Kansas City Chiefs and you look at the San Francisco 49ers, the Chiefs have players that are injured, but they're just out, right? Like, it's not like, oh, yeah, times, you know what I mean? You know, like, they're out, so they're not coming back. The San Francisco 49ers, and I get the fact that a day here and a day there, that oh, it was the short week and all this, I think a lot of that stuff is overblown. You know, when you're playing for the Super Bowl, like, if you ask an NFL, if you ask a guy and that's playing the game, do you think it matters whether you had 12 days off or 13 days off before the Super Bowl? Like, no. Right? Like, no, I don't think they don't care. You're playing on adrenaline. It's the biggest game of your life and stuff. Right? Like, the Buffalo Bills played on the Monday. Right? They played on the Monday against the Steelers, and they played on a shorter week. They didn't lose because it was a shorter week. They lost because they're a bunch of sorry-ass chokers, and I say that as a Buffalo Bill fan. So I don't buy into the, you know, that, you know, it's an advantage for Kansas City, or they're going to be more well-rested or anything like that. But I do buy into the fact that I know that Deebo Samuel was not 100%, you know, over the last couple of weeks. Now you're giving him 2 weeks to rest up. Now you're giving Christian McCaffrey 2 weeks to rest up. I actually think the bye week and the prolonged rest is an advantage for the San Francisco 49ers. I think they can get healthier, more so than Kansas City can. A lot of stuff to unpack on the other side. We've got Rick Zeratella joining us as well. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morency. We're getting fired up. And as many of you know, but if you don't know, we're going to be on at a different time next week. But it's not a permanent change. So if you tune in on these stations that you're listening to us on in your app, you're on TV or whatnot, you're like, oh, where's Morency? I'm not under a bridge somewhere. We're going to be on earlier. All right? We're going to be on earlier. We're going to be on at 8 o'clock Eastern next week. 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific, kicking it live from the MGM Grand Sportsbook. So, you know, the famous, world-famous Lion outside. Great spot to hang out. Very fun. It's one of those sort of, you know, like the Strip is all going to be Super Bowl themed, right? Like, there's all kinds of stuff. I think the CBS crew, like the Boomer Esiason and Nate Burleson and all those guys, Coach Cower, I think they're going to be set up at the Mirage, like on the mountain. They built like a big, I don't know, like Paramount, CBS, like they've took over the Mirage, right? So they took over the Mirage, like outdoors, they're going to be there. So people are going to be spread out all over the place. But the actual like sort of hub is Mandalay Bay, right? Like that's where the fan experience is. That's where like the, you know, you can throw footballs around and get autographs and all that. So the fan experience is at Mandalay Bay, the convention center. And that's where the media row is. There's sort of a couple of media rows, but the main one is at Mandalay Bay. And we'll be kicking it at Mandalay Bay earlier in the day, but we'll be live at night from the MGM Grand Sportsbook. But that corner is going to be hopping, right? And in fact, that's right. That's the corner where the baseball stadium is going to be built. And I will definitely visit the Tropicana and have a final drink there before they blow this thing up, which that's what they're going to do. It's going to be one of the old school implosions. They're going to make a big event of it and stuff, but they're knocking the building down. I don't think they're accepting guests after January 29th. The casino floor is going to be open for a little while after, but this is it. Like this is, this is the end of the road here for the Trop. So speaking of Las Vegas, Cliff Kingsbury is going to be the new offensive coordinator of the Las Vegas Raiders. I like the hire. Kingsbury came into the National Football League with a reputation of being an offensive guru and an offensive genius. And ironically enough, when he was the coach of Arizona, their offense was pedestrian and they didn't suck on defense. It was like bizarro world. And anybody that watched Cardinal football knows, I don't know if it was he wanted to show people that he's not some sort of run-and-shoot wild college guy, but he was pretty conservative. I was surprised. Like, he didn't go for it very much. Like, there was nothing, like, seriously innovative about the offense that he had. But with that being stated, I do think he is, like, an offensive genius. Maybe he just wasn't made to be the head coach at that time. Maybe he was too young, you know, but Kingsbury's always been one of the most sought-after guys in demand. Like, Bill Belichick wanted to be the offensive coordinator of the Patriots. Like, he gets big money, man, like, to be an offensive advisor behind the scenes. And, like, he teaches other coaches, like, offensive schemes and stuff. Like, he really is a really, really smart guy. And I think just as an offensive coordinator, it's a great hire, him and AP working together. I could see Kingsbury being a coach again down the road. Just because he didn't get it done the first time doesn't mean, you know, Belichick didn't get it done the first time either, right, with the Cleveland Browns. So I like the hire for the Raiders. I know we have a lot of Raider fans tuning in. We've got a lot of listeners in Nevada and Vegas. I like the hire. I think it's a good combo. The players liked AP. And now you bring in sort of, you know, a football savant type of guy in Kingsbury. I think it's a great addition to the staff. Yeah, I think the Raiders, you can't play around anymore if you're the Raiders. Enough screwing around with the quarterback, okay? You know, it's been subpar. And it's time. Like, you need to get a franchise quarterback, right? Like, Mahomes isn't going to be on top forever. Like, you got to get a quarterback, you develop him, and then in 2-3 years, you guys will be the kingpins, right? Like, the Raiders aren't all that far off with a couple of good drafts. They're in a tough division, but Aiden O'Connell, I like him, but he's not your guy. You know what I'm saying? He's a backup. You know, he's not you try to beat Patrick Mahomes. Now Harbaugh, right? Herbert and Harbaugh, Mahomes and Kansas City. Sean Payton's going to have a new quarterback now. They got better as the season went on. Like, if you're the Raiders, you can't just, you're showing up with a plastic fork to a gunfight with Aiden O'Connell. I don't know who it is. Get Jaden Daniels. To me, Jaden Daniels just seems like a good fit for the Raiders. And he'll be there when they're drafting. I'm not saying it'll be him for sure, but I wouldn't have a problem with it. If I was a Raider fan, I wouldn't have a problem with that. I wanted to get to, so like I said, it's been one of these crazy weeks, man. Every day I was coaching stuff and the carousel continues. I wanted to get to the Major League Baseball trade. We talked about this briefly last night on the program about how the Baltimore Orioles had been sold to the rich hedge fund company. And we all know the Angelos family were terrible owners and they sucked. And they never spent any money. And people wondered, are they going to spend money now? And like some Yankee fans and everybody in the American League East were scared. Like when they saw the news, oh boy, the Orioles are going to be like really dangerous now because they're already really good, but now they're going to have owners that will actually want to be good. And there were others that were like, you know, this hedge fund company, you know, don't expect them to get all crazy and stuff. Well, they sent the message pretty early. The Baltimore Orioles have acquired former Cy Young winner Corbin Burns from the Milwaukee Brewers. They gave up Joey Ortiz and left-hander D.L. Hall and the 34th pick and the 24th draft in a deal between the two Rainy Division winners. So the Baltimore Orioles add Corbin Burns to the rotation, and that's what does everyone always say about Baltimore? Man, they got a good young team, man. If they had some pitching, well, now they're starting to add pitching right now. So a countdown to a first pitch, Major League Baseball regular season, not all that far off. And Formula One season is not that far off. We got Rick Saratella joining us. We'll get back to the Super Bowl. But massive news with Lewis Hamilton leaving Mercedes. Hamilton was frustrated by Mercedes' lack of improvements over the last couple of years. Mercedes tried to get cute like 2 years ago, and they showed up with like a radical car, and they did things their own way. And Hamilton told them, this isn't going to work. And it didn't work. Right? You remember, you know, from all the different things that have happened, like Mercedes' car was bouncing way more than everybody, and like they couldn't take corners, and Toto Wolff screwed up. Right? Listen, it was going to be the end of the road there for him anyways, as George Russell started to come on. So I get it. And he wants to start to get a chance to win. So Sainz is out at Ferrari, and Lewis freaking Hamilton is going to be racing for the Scuderi next year. Crazy. Like, wow. And I'm thinking, all right, well, Carlos Sainz, a big-time driver, man. Like, this guy's no stiff, right? Like, it's getting pushed out. For the record, nobody thinks it's going to be Red Bull because they like Ricciardo. They don't want to push and piss off Max Verstappen. And evidently, I guess Max Verstappen and Carlos Sainz don't like each other. And Max Verstappen is the kingpin of Formula One. So he's probably going to replace Hamilton and Mercedes, to be honest. There's talk of Audi. Audi's coming in. They've got a lot of money, but there's Mercedes seems to be the front runner, so it's almost just going to be a swap, but it's going to make it really interesting this year for this circuit. Listen, Verstappen and Red Bull are going to kill everybody again, but like now that they're leaving, they're not going to share secrets and stuff. Like, it's going to be weird. Like, the inner team dynamics are not going to be good. Like,
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Formula One teams are not really teams. Like, the drivers barely like each other. The coaches, or the not the coaches, but the pit crew and the pit chief, the head engineers, whatever, the team managers, they're called managers. They don't get along with everybody. You see, like, Red Bull, like, and Perez and stuff, they all hate each other. That's it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All access to football.com and a lot more. Rick Saratella steps up and in as he's back from Alabama, a week of practice at the Senior Bowl. Rick, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, buckle up. A little bit of Frisco, a little bit of Mobile, back at the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, you've been all over the place scouting these college football all-star games. And, of course, Rick is also a scout with the Edmonton Elks of the Canadian Football League. There's going to be a lot of CFL news over the next couple of weeks, so we'll get into that after the Super Bowl with free agency around the corner. There's some big names available on the market, and there's some guys that are looking to go to the NFL once again. But speaking of the NFL, let's start off actually with the Super Bowl. We'll get to the Senior Bowl, but let's start off with the coaching and everything that's going on in the NFL. Dan Quinn gets the last job, goes from Dallas being the defensive coordinator, stays in a division. The Washington Commanders hire Dan Quinn. What's your take?
Yeah, it's like when Hollywood remakes a bad Hollywood film, right, Gabe? It's like we've seen this movie before. Yeah, and I love
what
Dan
a movie
Quinn.
That we don't need to see again. We don't really need a fifth version of this, right?
I know how this ends. And you know, listen, I love Dan Quinn, the pride of Morristown, New Jersey, one of the best first class people in the NFL. But when I say you go from Ron Rivera to Dan Quinn, another defensive minded head coach, another one of these head coaches, and I'll tell you what, I go to Mobile, there's 1,100 credentials issued down there, Gabe. I am an old man. The NFL is trending in such a younger direction. I mean, these are baby faced kids out there, coaches, front office executives, GMs. The NFL is trending in a younger direction. Dan Quinn's great at what he does. Calls defense. Why do I need him to be my CEO and head coach of the NFL team? We saw how that played out the first time. I don't necessarily love the move. I think the new ownership wants a proven commodity. But when you have the second pick in the draft, you have the most cap money, you want to get explosive and dynamic on offense, you're going to have a new face of the franchise quarterback. I would have maybe dug a little bit harder maybe for an offensive mind.
And, you know, there's all the talk about Ben Johnson in Detroit, and that's the guy that they wanted. All valid points that you raise. I think Dan Quinn is a solid football guy, but isn't he just a younger Ron Rivera? And not even really, you know what I mean? He's not young either. And if you're going to be taking a quarterback and you want to develop this quarterback, is Dan Quinn that guy to do it? I know that Frank Reich was an offensive guy. He was a quarterback, obviously. But sort of a similar situation in Carolina, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he was older. I hear what you're saying about
the
NFL. You
get the same exact feeling. Same exact
exactly. Same vet coming in. Here's my playbook. This is how I do things. Right? Right. You learn, and this is what I do. What you do doesn't work anymore, bro. Right? What you do doesn't work anymore. And, you know, look, that's why I love the Canales hire. Is it risky? Sure. But they're bringing in an offensive-minded guy. And this is props to Grant Paulson. Grant Paulson out of the district. He's a media guy in Washington. Great tweet. A lot of people, I don't say that often, right? A lot of tweets out there, hot takes, and I don't back it up. Grant says, I am not anti-Dan Quinn. He's a good football coach. And by all accounts, an exceptional leader. I don't think hiring defensive coaches in this era makes sense. So he goes on to back it up. How about this? The last five Super Bowls have been played between two offensive-minded coaches, non-Belichick. It's been 8 years since a non-offensive coach was in the Super Bowl. And he goes on, and all valid points. Goes on to say there's two successful defensive coordinators, defensive guys that are coaches in the NFL right now. Mike Tomlin, whose offense has kept him from winning a playoff game in 7 years, and Sean McDermott, who has one of the best quarterbacks in the league and can't get out of his own way. All valid points, aren't they?
Yeah, and I'll say we're going to watch this Super Bowl here in a week. That's going to be a lot of points, right?
And you two offensive geniuses with Andy Reid and Shanahan, two football offensive geniuses.
Correct. And to your point too, like that you mentioned the David Canales hiring, who I admit I did not know much about. But the more you hear his story and the more that you hear people talk about him, it feels more of like a Sean McVay type of hiring. The Dan Quinn, we know what that is, and we know that the ceiling is limited. I would have rather had, like you, to your point, roll the dice, let me take a little risk, but let me reap the bigger reward.
Rick Saratella kicking it with us. And talking about the youth movement, I'm glad you brought this up, Rick, because look at, as part of the Michigan movement as well, in a sense, part of this Michigan tree. Now, Harbaugh's 60 years old, so there's no youth movement here, although the guy's got the enthusiasm of a 14-year-old, right? So he's 60. Harbaugh is 60 going on 40, guys, so as far as Harbaugh. But Jesse Minter is young. Now Jesse Minter, defensive coordinator, National Football League, and somebody else from the Harbaugh brother tree in McDonald. What's your take on that, right? Defensive guy, but a young guy. What's your take on the McDonald hire with Seattle?
A young guy, and also, or who replaces him in Baltimore, another young up-and-coming guy. And I think when you take a look at what Baltimore has done, their body of work over the course of time, their ability to promote within and develop not only players but coaches, I think it's a dynamic hiring. And I think you were the one that put out a great tweet. Seattle goes from the oldest head coach to the youngest head coach. And I'm telling
big
you,
dynamic change in the room, isn't it, Rick, if you're a player? Nothing against Carroll. I'm sure they'll all tell you. We love Pete. Just a different attitude now when a guy that's your age comes in here.
I think we're seeing the placate shifting. Is that the scientific term? But you talk about, like, Vic Fangio and Mikey McDaniel did not work out, right? Fangio was all business.
Old and new.
Old classic. And the players are like, yo, I'm trying to live it up, Miami. You know, Miami Vice over here. So you saw that kind of clash of conflict. You've seen the players have been very outspoken about it. You've seen Fangio's team is putting statements out about it. That's going to be interesting to watch because he goes to a staff on Philadelphia with another young head coach. But Sirianni, I think, is a little bit more about his business. They've worked together in the past. Fangio is from the area and lives there, wanted to be there. So I do think that will work out. But my point is, like, when you see these young head coaches, I do like the older head coach assistant that's kind of been there and done that, but you do have to make sure that the personalities mesh.
And, you know, I'm thinking about these defensive coaches like Sean McDermott. Yeah, he's a great defensive coach. The Bills almost need to win in spite of him. You know what I mean? Like, what is, like you said, is anything going to be different with him next year? Is he going to change? No, he is who he is. Right? Now, I like the Joe Brady hire, though. I thought he did a good job taking over. It's tough becoming a coordinator of a team midseason. I thought he did a nice job. So, speaking of Andy Reid's back in another Super Bowl here, and I couldn't help but think, Rick, and, you know, you being the Jersey guy that you are, and you've covered a lot of Eagle football over the years, remember, it used to be said, Andy Reid couldn't win the big game. And here he is right now in his fourth Super Bowl in the last 5 years.
Man, I'll tell you what, and now they're going to start saying that same thing about Kyle Shanahan if he doesn't win this big game. And I've been thinking about this, too, because, you know, Kyle Shanahan's X factor is Mike Shanahan in his corner. And Mike Shanahan's been there and done that. And it's, you know, great coach to have, a whisper, a borderline Hall of Fame candidate, I think. So you talk about that, but Mike Shanahan isn't there on
game
day.
How is he not, actually? He just said borderline. They put everybody else in just because he's not a nice guy. They don't like him. I'm not nice, but he's not one of the boys. Not as friendly, I guess. But anyways, go on.
Well, shocked me that
he said it. The guy's a Hall of Famer, but go on. Yeah.
Well, he's not in, right? He was one of the finalists. I do think he got to the final round this past year, but they did not put him in. And so, you know, to me, on the other side of the pendulum, because I do believe it's a coin toss game. I mean, every day I wake up, I flip, I flop. Then I say, you know, look at what Patrick Mahomes has done. If Patrick Mahomes wins this game, Gabe, he will have done more in a 5-year period than any player in the history of the game. And so it's hard to bet against that. And I'll tell you what, anybody who's bet against Patrick Mahomes the last 2 years in the playoffs has paid for it severely. So, you know, I don't know where I stand here today. I want to think that the hunger, the motivation, the Shanahan getting over the hump, I want to see it. I want to believe it. But every time I pick against the Chiefs, I come out wrong on the other end. So it's going to be a great game, I'll tell you that. I think it might really come down to whoever has the ball last.
It's like I can't disagree with your take. And you're saying the same thing a lot of us are thinking, that I think San Francisco have the better roster. There's no disputing it, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no disputing who has more talent, San Francisco. But I hate to use the word MJ, but it's like you're dealing with Michael Jordan or something on the other team. It just is. It's like, it really is. And, you know, I'm old enough to have been around to see all this stuff live. It's like, yeah, all right, you guys are really good. The Seattle Supersonics, almost remind me of the Seattle Supersonics, like this Super Bowl. It's like, yeah, the Sonics were loaded. They were an awesome team. But it was like, man, and it was like, yeah, but the Bulls have Jordan, bro. And what happened? Bulls in six. And it would always be one of those same type of deals. Man, we had them. We were up two. We lost in overtime. We had them on the ropes, but we lost. There's Jordan. And same thing with KC. Yep. It's like, son of a bitch, we had him on the ropes. We could have won. You didn't. It really is amazing, isn't it, how he pulls this off?
It's unbelievable. And I want to repeat that because I want to reiterate that if Patrick Mahomes wins this game, he has done more in a five-year period than anybody in the history of this game, including Tom Brady. I mean, that's how good this guy has been. And I'll tell you what, man, he's got just enough weapons to get it done. I do think San Francisco is going to be able to...
Hold this thought, Rick. We'll hit this. We'll hit it more. We'll hit it more on the other side. We'll get into the Senior Bowl as well as we kick it with Rich.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. We're breaking it down with Rick Saratella. There's a lot of stuff to unpack, man. We haven't gotten to the Senior Bowl yet. Talking about the Super Bowl, a fascinating matchup. And San Francisco, deeper team, yet they don't have Patrick Mahomes. And it really is amazing that what he's accomplished, 4 Super Bowl in 5 years. And I was thinking, Rick, there is such a big difference. At this point, it's not crazy to start, you know, talking about greatest and, you know, comparing him to some of the other greats in sports. I don't think Michael Jordan would be offended when we say, you know, Mahomes is Jordan-like. But is he Jordan-like or is he LeBron James-like? And where I'm going with this is Jordan never lost in the finals. That was his thing, right? 6-0. You didn't beat me. Brady made a million Super Bowls. He lost Super Bowls, right? Where I'm going with this, Rick, is there's a big difference if you're Mahomes, man, between 3-1 in Super Bowls and 2-2, isn't there? And, you know, he's great no matter what, but for a person like him that is a Jordan alpha dog, just sort of, you know, in his mind, it'd be a big failure being 2-2 in Super Bowls. Like, so for all the greatness, they've got something. He's got something to prove, too. He's thinking about his big-time legacy here. 3-1 in Super Bowls would be pretty damn impressive, Rick.
Now, this is the ultimate legacy game, right? In terms of where he ranks of all time. He's got to win.
Yeah, like Ben Roethlisberger's got 2. You're right. Now you join the Aikmans of the world, right? There's still work to be done.
There's still some work up the totem pole. And I'll tell you what, he gets bonus points winning with this team because this is by far, out of the last 5 years, by far the worst Kansas City football team that I've seen. And I'll tell you what, they're riding the defense more than the offense because it's Mahomes just making it go. I mean, you see him twisting and turning and avoiding the rush.
He's third downs.
Right.
Yeah. Schoolyard football, right? Playground football. He just runs around and makes it happen.
It was sandlot, quarterback play, throw the ball around the playground and pick up a first down when you needed to against Baltimore between Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. And you're right. Mahomes has just got that killer instinct. He's got 9 lives. You can't kill this man. And he will get back up. He will not back down. He will make that throw through tight windows, and he'll go get that first down himself. And you know what? Travis Kelce probably doesn't get enough credit and the Hall of Fame career that he's racking up. And I know there's more playoff games, more rounds, but to pass Jerry Rice, if you take a look at his past 10 playoff games, I mean, this guy has had at least 80 yards, almost a touchdown every single game. And I think Mahomes to Kelce, that combination is really going to break the 49ers back. Now, Dre Greenlaw, you've seen him come up big. You saw him in that first round against the Texans coming up big and kind of spying on that quarterback. If he can make one big play, that could be the difference of the ball game.
You're right about Kelce, because there's so much talk about him off the field that we forget just like how amazing he is and the things that he does. Like, speaking of the playground football, one of those third downs, Mahomes running for his life, spins out, throws like this sort of kid, like, in, you know, you're throwing to your brother, dive over the couch and catch it, bro. Right? It was like the fluttering ball. He makes it. But the high IQ stuff that he does on the field, I was watching tape and they're like, watch how he baits people in to open, like, to get his teammates open, blocks, him throwing the ball on the run. He's just a high IQ guy. But you know what's amazing to me about Mahomes, and it blows my mind this, Rick, that last week Kelce had 11 catches. He was targeted 11 times. Like, think about that. Think about that. Against the Baltimore Ravens, the supposed God is one of the best pass defenses ever. 11 for 11. Not even once. Yeah, you know what? All right, that play didn't work. I was covered. No. 11 for 11. Like, that, well, the symmetry. And how Rashee Rice, bro, was targeted 9 times, 8 catches. That's amazing.
Well, it's no wonder why they never punt the ball. Every time it's a third down, they move the change. I mean, the third down efficiency is, like, incredible.
Yeah, the Bills had him in third and long all day. Same thing. He beats you every damn time. And you know what he's going to do when he goes to Kelce and he does it.
It's one thing to know what's coming. It's another thing to stop it. And that is Patrick Mahomes, man. I mean, he is Superman.
Now, the one thing I want to say, what's your take on this? Because to me, the big matchup really is Kansas City's defense versus San Francisco's offense. Spagnuolo's done an awesome job. They're an amazing defense. You only give them 17 points a game. They held the Dolphins to nothing in the cold. They held the Ravens to nothing. The Bills moved the ball on them a bit. That matchup. So Shanahan, as you said, his legacy's on the line here, man, as well. Do they have enough? I think he can, but he's going to have to call the game of his life, man, to beat the Chiefs.
Right. And I think the thing is with Kyle Shanahan, he's probably going to be around another 10, 20 years or so. For Patrick Mahomes, I don't want to say the window's closing, but he's in his prime right now. He's not going to always be in his prime. And maybe if the Chiefs lose this game, you see the Chiefs maybe on a downward spiral. Is this the end of an era if they lose this game? That'll be the question. Is that window shut? And you saw, remember now, Tom Brady went a whole 10 years without appearing in a Super Bowl. And this team is maybe on the brink. They're one free agent season, off season away from getting raided to kind of being down. They were on that second peg. And we talked about Kelce falling off this season. And then we talk about flipping on the switch. Well, these guys know how to do that. And Chris Jones, this guy's a monster up front. I think he's the biggest impact difference maker of that Kansas City defense. I will say where they're vulnerable, a little bit in the secondary, Le'Veon Sneed is a big-time lockdown corner. But outside of him, I think the secondary could be a little bit vulnerable. But I look for Chris Jones to make a big play, sack or two. He could be a big-time difference maker.
For me, as a San Francisco backer, I'm hanging my hat on McCaffrey. To me, like, McCaffrey needs to score multiple touchdowns, right? I just think that McCaffrey's the guy here. I think you can run on Kansas City. And that's why I'm just fascinated to see what the play calling is going to be. To me, like, we can talk about Mahomes and Brock Purdy and stuff, but I'm looking forward to this chess match between the coaches. And I just want to, and this is it, Kyle. Like, you know, yeah, you're going to be around a while still, but, you know, this is your opportunity, man. You know, you had the 28-3 lead with the Falcons in the Super Bowl. Let's not forget, right? I mean, you know, he's been around. He's been close. I can't wait for this. You know, it's an annoying game because it's these, you know, people want new teams and, you know, they want fresh storylines. But from a football standpoint, it really is an awesome football game.
I think San Francisco deserves this opportunity, though. They've been the best team in the NFL over the last 2 years. Nobody's been more consistently good on a week-in and week-out basis than the San Francisco 49ers. They deserve this shot. Now they have their opportunity.
All right, so quick pick right now. Sounds like, though, you just can't get in front of Mahomes, right?
Yeah, gun to my head.
You might change your mind, actually. It's still a week and a half.
I reserve the right to change my mind next week, but today I'm going with Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, 28-27.
28-27 throws it out there. Well, that'd be a real classic. I think it's going to be a close game as well. So 28-27. We got a final score prediction from Rick Saratella. Rick, we got a couple minutes left, but Senior Bowl. I want to start off with the quarterbacks because it was a deep crop of quarterbacks there, specifically Bo Nix and Michael Penix. Interesting, they're going to be on the same team. I've heard good things about a lot of the quarterbacks, but you were there. What stood out to you? The two things that I've taken away is that Michael Penix impressed people with the velocity, that there was a, you know, the quote was, standing next to everybody, Penix's football, his passes just looked a little bit sharper, faster, NFL-like. They liked the, you know, they liked the velocity on the ball. And I've heard good things about Spencer Rattler as well this week. What were your takeaways?
Well, Michael Penix impressed me. I thought the ball comes off his hands like a laser, right? I thought it was a quick release. I think he was accurate. I mean, you talk about not working with these receivers, and he was completing a high percentage of the passes, which is a lot to be said considering what the other quarterbacks did there. Now, all things being considered, you talk to some of the scouts down there on the sidelines, that was not the consensus, okay? Some scouts said, man, I really love Penix. Ball comes off like a laser. Other scouts said, I don't know about the medical. I don't know about the mechanics. His release looks a little bit elongated in person. So I was not a consensus with my opinion and what you're hearing and seeing as well. So I would say, like, the one thing about the Michael Penix, Bo Nix, and Sam Hartman squad, like, they were on the same team going through the drills together. And I'm looking at, like, there's 150 games of college football experience. All three of these men are going to be drafted. Which one is going to win the week? Which one is going to rise to the occasion and kind of state their case? I will say that, like, to me, Penix was better than the rest, but he did not, like, convince overwhelmingly like we saw in the past with Daniel Jones type of impact. On the other side, yes, Spencer Rattler, I do believe, could be a top 100 pick. I don't think he slides outside of the fourth round. He has everything what the modern-day NFL offenses are looking for. And I will say, Joe Milton from Tennessee, biggest quarterback, biggest armed quarterback, had the longest pass of the day, 60 yards, had the highest spin velocity, and had the highest RPM or miles per hour coming out of his hands. So that caught some people's attention as well. But in terms of what I saw, it's still Penix and Nix in that first round conversation. Rattler probably the tier after that. And, you know, Joe Milton a project.
Joe Milton, of course, a former Michigan Wolverine quarterback as well, transferred to Tennessee. And I bring that up because Roman Wilson, and we've got about 2 minutes here, but Michael Penix, I know, has developed a pretty good rapport and has hit a couple of big plays in practice this week to Roman Wilson. And I always love that just a couple of weeks ago, these guys were going head-to-head playing for a national championship. Now they're playing together trying to make the National Football League. I love that aspect of it. But Roman Wilson's turning heads, isn't he? If you're on the Michigan Wolverines, you're not going to put up these gaudy numbers because it's about the team concept there. Same thing with J.J. McCarthy, right? But look, guys, look how Nico Collins is doing right now in the National Football League with Houston Texans, all right? Former Michigan Wolverine wide receiver. What's your take on Roman Wilson?
Yeah, big-time run-orientated offense there for the Wolverines. Numerous wide receivers that they throw to. Cornelius Johnson had a great Tropical Bowl, I think, all-star game. But Roman Wilson, you know, one thing I've learned, Gabe, going to the Senior Bowl every year, the wide receiver that really separates themselves on an annual basis usually tends to have success at the NFL level, usually tends to outplay their draft slot. And you take a guy like Roman Wilson, kind of a little bit under the radar, coming in here, the ability to separate, change of direction. I expect his short shuttle and three-cone drill to be elite at the NFL scouting combine. So he's done a lot to raise his draft stock. Quinion Mitchell, the Toledo cornerback, big, physical, good-looking kid, has done a lot to raise his draft stock. And I'll tell you what, Dylan Lauby, the FCS New Hampshire running back, lining up in the slot, wide receiver, running 20 miles per hour on the catapult. Dylan Lauby from New Hampshire, remember the name. He's earned himself some money down in Mobile.
Great point. Excellent stuff tonight, Rick. Great point that you raised, too, because I think a lot of the time, the quarterback that wins the week never works out in the NFL.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Right. They get drafted. You know, Kellen Mond won the week. EJ Manuel won the week. Jake Haener won the week. Those guys never, but I like what you said. The wide receivers usually pan out that win the week. I like what you said there. The quarterback stuff is different, but it is true, guys. Daniel Jones won the week, Senior Bowl. Daniel Jones.
The last 2 years, Tank Dell, Terry McLaurin, wide receivers that came in, dominated Mobile.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, there was no Joel Embiid tonight. There was no LeBron James tonight. And there was no Anthony Davis tonight, so that meant it was time for somebody else to step up. Tyrese Maxey goes off for 51 points this evening. Carries the Philadelphia 76ers. We should note Tobias Harris finished with 28 tonight. Wild finish, 127-124 final score. So we lose that in-game total that we took on the show here, 252.5, because of course we did. But we did hit the Utah Jazz plus 4.5 that we gave at the same time. These damn totals have killed me tonight. The sides have been bang on. We did hit the the right side of the Duck game, and we were on the right side of the Oregon State UCLA game as well. UCLA won, but the Beavers covered the number. So strong finish tonight. Countdown to the Super Bowl is on. We'll have one more show. Before we'll be broadcasting live from the MGM all week long next week. Special time, start time next week, 8 o'clock Eastern. 8 o'clock Eastern, right here on most of these stations. Some of your stations probably not, but for the most part, SiriusXM Channel 159, all the TV. And go to sportsgrid.com for where to watch. But if you're in Vegas, come down, say hi, and place a bet over at the MGM Sportsbook. It's going to be a great time. We'll have a stacked house on the program tomorrow night. All-Star Weekend continues. NHL All-Star Player Draft was tonight. And some pretty cool teams, actually. It was painfully long, and it was like, it reminded me of being a kid watching a Lawrence Welk show. You know what I mean? Like, remember when you were a kid, you were watching like a basketball game or something, and a Lawrence Welk show would come on after, and you'd be like, somebody kill me now. That's what, like, watching the NHL All-Star Player Draft was like. It was excruciatingly bad. It was like that movie Batman versus Superman bad. Like, it was like 2 hours of your life that you're never, ever going to get back. But the actual games themselves should be pretty cool on Saturday. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.